This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief says the country will respond to Iran's missile and drone strike attack over the weekend. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday that Israel is still considering what steps it will take, but that the Iranian missile and attack drone strike will be met with a response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said all sides must show restraint to avoid a rising spiral of violence in the Middle East. French President Emmanuel Macron said Paris will try to convince Israel that we must not respond by escalating. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has said from the beginning it does not want to see a war with Iran and does not want to see the conflict in Gaza broaden, but added the U.S. is not involved in the Israeli decision-making process.
This is an Israeli decision to make, whether and how they'll respond to what Iran did on Saturday, and we're going to leave it squarely with them.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military is warning displaced Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A day earlier, witnesses and medical officials said Israeli troops opened fire and killed five people among throngs of displaced residents trying to walk back to their homes in the devastated area. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were driven out of the north by Israel's offensive soon after Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel. Even though much of the north has been flattened, many of the area's residents are sick of conditions and displacement and want to return. Israel says it's still fighting remnants of the Hamas militant group in the north. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The European Union's top environmental official announced Tuesday the alliance will spend $3.7 billion to protect the ocean and promote sustainability through a series of initiatives this year. EU Commissioner for Environment, Oceans and Fisheries, Virginijus Sinkevičius, announced the commitments during the annual Our Oceans conference in Athens Tuesday, attended by about 120 countries. Sinkevičius said told the conferees the measures are not a moment too soon in coming.
Ocean temperatures hit a record high 2 months ago, with significant implications for biodiversity and marine CO2 storage. The world is on the verge of a fourth global mass coral bleaching event, potentially the worst in the planet's history.
The 40 environmental commitments range from fighting marine pollution to supporting sustainable fisheries and investments in the so-called blue economy, that is, the sustainable use of marine and freshwater resources for economic activity. Australian police said Tuesday a knife attack on an Assyrian church bishop and some followers in Sydney was a terrorist act motivated by suspected religious extremism as the country reeled from a second stabbing incident in 3 days. Reuters correspondent Leila Shakarashani reports.
Australia is reeling from its second stabbing incident in 3 days. New South Wales State Police Commissioner Karen Webb said on Tuesday that a knife attack on an Assyrian church bishop in Sydney the day before was a terrorist attack.
I declared that it was a terrorist incident. Strike Force Petrina has been established to investigate that side of the events last night.
At least four people were injured in the attack at the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney's Wakeley suburb, including Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel, when a man lunged at him with a knife during a service that was live-streamed on Monday.
That's Reuters correspondent Leila Shabrakshahi reporting. A measure providing aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan may be finally making its way to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives this week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Johnson plans to hold four separate votes on the package and leaves open the possibility of significant changes from the $95 billion aid package the Senate passed in February. But he's facing outright rebellion from conservatives, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who accuses Johnson of passing measures hard-right Republicans vehemently oppose. House Democrats could be open to helping Johnson and may even be agreeable to some Republican measures being discussed, such as providing some Ukraine aid as loans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.